Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with the news at 9. The headlines. Election Commission publishes draft electoral rolls for Chhattisgarh, Madhya Pradesh, Kerala and Andaman and Nicobar following special intensive revision exercise. Two new bills to prevent sale of fake seeds and fertilizers to be introduced in next session of Parliament, says Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan. President Draupadi Murmu confers Rashtriya Vigyan Puraskar at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi. Eminent scientist Jayant Vishnu Narlikar honoured with Vigyan Ratna Award posthumously. 22 Maoists, including 10 women, surrender in Malkangiri district of Odisha. Renowned writer and Gyan Peter awardee Vinod Kumar Shukla passes away in Raipur. And in women's cricket, Sri Lanka set a target of 129 runs for India in second T20 match in Vishakhapatnam. And now the news in detail. The Election Commission today released draft electoral rolls for three states and one union territory as part of the ongoing special intensive revision exercise. These states and UTs are Chhattisgarh, Madhya Pradesh, Kerala and Andaman and Nicobar. The second phase of SIR of electoral rolls commenced on the 4th of November in 9 states and 3 union territories. These were Chhattisgarh, Goa, Gujarat, Kerala, Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan, Tamil Nadu, Uttar Pradesh, West Bengal, Puducherry, Lakshadweep and Andaman and Nicobar Islands. The large-scale revision of electoral rolls will conclude with the publication of the final voter list on 14th of February next year. Talking to Akashvani News, Chief Electoral Officer of Chhattisgarh, Yashwant Kumar, said that under the SIR exercise, enumeration forms were received from 1,84,95,920 voters across the state.
For SIR 2026, the draft electoral roll has been published in the state of Chhattisgarh. Genuine voters can still be added. The claims and objections period starts from today and will remain open until 22 January 2026. During this one-month period, claims and objections can be submitted. If new names are to be added, they can be included by filling out Form 6 along with a declaration to get new names registered.
Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that the government is preparing to introduce strict laws to curb the sale of fake seeds and fertilizers. He was addressing a state-level farmers' conference held in Meerutha city of Nagaur district today. Mr. Chauhan stated that two new laws will be introduced in the upcoming session of Parliament. Once these laws come into force, those selling substandard seeds and fertilizers will not be able to escape action. He informed that the survey under the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana has been completed. Beneficiaries who have not yet received a house need not worry. He added that several conditions of the scheme will also be relaxed. The union minister further said that the government is working to address shortcomings in the Pradhan Mantri Fasal Bima Yojana. Mr. Chauhan also dismissed the negative publicity surrounding the Viksit Bharat G. Ramji Yojana, calling it baseless. He said that the scheme has been designed keeping in mind the welfare of the farmers and laborers.
This scheme is such an excellent initiative by Honorable Prime Minister that it will completely transform India's villages. It takes care of both laborers' welfare and farmers' interests. Earlier, laborers used to get employment for 100 days, but now this has been increased from 100 days to 125
days. President Draupadi Murmu today conferred the Rashtriya Vigyan Puraskar 2025 at a function held at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi. This is the nation's highest recognition for exceptional contributions in the fields of science, technology and innovation. In the second edition of Rashtriya Vigyan Puraskar, the awards were given under four categories, including Vigyan Ratna, Vigyan Shri, Vigyan Yuva Shanti Swarup Bhatnagar and Vigyan Team. A report.
In the second edition of the award, Padma Vibhushan Professor Jayant Vishnu Narlikar has been honored with Vigyan Ratna Award posthumously. Professor Narlikar was a renowned Indian astrophysicist and cosmologist who developed the Hoyle-Narlikar theory, who unify gravitation and matter creation, providing a framework for a steady state universe in the 1960s. Eight scientists, including Dr. Yusuf Muhammad Sheikh, Jayan N., Professor Mahan Maharaj, were conferred with the Vigyan Shri Award. 14 young scientists, including Ankur Garg of ISRO, Professor Amit Kumar Agrawal of IIT Kanpur, Professor Arkaprava Basu of IISc Bengaluru, were awarded under the Vigyan Yuva Shanti Swaroop Bhatnagar category. While the Vigyan Team Award was given to Team Aroma Mission CSIR. With Anand Kumar, Saklayan Akhtar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The Delhi High Court today suspended the jail term of expelled BJP leader Kuldeep Singh Sengar, who is serving a life sentence in the 2017 Unnao rape case. The court granted relief, subject to strict conditions including movement restrictions and regular police reporting. A bench of Justices Subramanian Prasad and Harish Vaidyanathan Shankar directed Sengar to furnish a personal bond of 15 lakh rupees with three Delhi-based sureties of the same amount and to stay in Delhi and report weekly to the police and deposit his passport. Indian Railways has strengthened artificial intelligence or AI-based system to protect wildlife on railway tracks. The Railways has deployed AI-based cameras to alert loco pilots half a kilometer in advance to save elephants, lions, tigers on tracks. The AI-enabled intrusion detection system using distributed acoustic system for detecting presence of elephants has also been deployed on the railway tracks. The system has been implemented in 141 route kilometer section on Northeast Frontier Railway to prevent elephant collisions. In Odisha, 22 Maoists, including 10 women carders, surrendered before the police in Malkangiri district today. The surrender took place in the presence of Odisha Director General of Police, Y.B. Khurania. It comes after the Odisha government revised its Maoist surrender and rehabilitation policy, offering significantly higher incentives. Addressing the surrendered carders, DGP Y.B. Khurania said, the government will provide structured rehabilitation support to the surrendered Maoists.
For Maoists who surrender, arrangements have been made to provide financial assistance for their rehabilitation as well as housing facilities. Because of this, I believe they are feeling encouraged and are coming forward and surrendering before us. I have hope and full confidence that in the coming days, the surrender initiative that has begun here in Multangiri will gain momentum in the district as well. And all these Maoists will abandon violence and join the mainstream.
Sab ye maowadi jo hai hinsa chhod kar mukhya dhara mein shamil honge.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at TIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to News at 9. Renowned literature and Gyanpeeth awardee Vinod Kumar Shukla passed away in Raipur today. Mr. Shukla, who was around 88 years old, had been undergoing treatment at the All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS, Raipur, for the past few days. He breathed his last at around 5 this evening. Vinod Kumar Shukla was recently honoured with the prestigious Gyanpeeth Award.
Vinod Kumar Shukla was born in 1937 in Rajnandgaon district of Chhattisgarh. He remained actively engaged in literary writing for over 5 decades. He was honored with the Sahitya Akademi Award for his novel Deewar Mein Ek Khidki. His other notable works include the novel Naukar Ki Kameez, the poetry collection Lagbhag Jai Hind, and the short story collection Pedon Par Kamra, all of which earned him wide recognition. Many of Mr. Shukla's books have been translated into several languages. Vikalp Shukla, Akashwani News, Raipur.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed grief over the demise of the renowned writer. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that Vinod Kumar Shukla will be remembered for his invaluable contribution to the world of Hindi literature. The Prime Minister also conveyed his condolences to the family and admirers of the renowned writer. Expressing grief over his demise, Chhattisgarh Chief Minister Vishnu Deosai said that Mr. Shukla's sensitive and meaningful writings will continue to inspire future generations. The Delhi Cabinet today approved an amount of 100 crore rupees to rejuvenate water bodies across Delhi for long-term pollution abatement. Addressing a press conference, Delhi's Environment Minister Manjinder Singh Sirsa said that the rejuvenation of Delhi's water bodies will play a crucial role in pollution control. The minister also emphasized that no PUCC, no fuel campaign will continue even after the removal of GRAP 4 in the national capital. A Delhi court today ordered the framing of charges of criminal conspiracy and corruption against Congress MP Karthi Chidambaram and six others in the Chinese visa scam case. Special Judge Digvinay Singh rejected Chidambaram's plea for discharge but cleared one accused, Chetan Srivastav, citing lack of evidence. The case stems from alleged bribery in 2011 to facilitate additional and reused project visas for Chinese nationals working on a power project of Talwandi Sabo Power Limited or TSPL in Punjab when Karthi Chidambaram's father, P. Chidambaram, was the Union Home Minister. The External Affairs Ministry today called on Bangladesh High Commissioner Riaz Hamidullah amid security concerns. Earlier last week, the High Commissioner was summoned by the Ministry and apprised of India's strong concerns at the deteriorating security in Bangladesh. Several organizations, including Vishv Hindu Parishad and Bajrang Dal, today protested outside the Bangladesh High Commission in New Delhi over the atrocities against the minority Hindus in Bangladesh and mob lynching of Deepu Chandra Das. Security has been increased outside the High Commission and the area has been secured with 3 layers of barricading. The ministry has urged the perpetrators of the barbaric killing of Deepu Chandra Das to be brought to justice. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, ended on a mixed note in a choppy trade today. Both indices swung between gains and losses throughout the session and ultimately settled nearly unchanged. A report.
The Sensex dipped 43 points to close at 85,525, while the Nifty eked out a marginal gain of 5 points to settle at 26,177. The broader market indices at the Bombay Stock Exchange closed in a positive zone. The mid-cap index settled nearly flat and the small-cap index rose almost 0.4%. In the forex market, the rupee today depreciated marginally to close at 89 rupees and 66 paise against the US dollar. Rajesh Lake, Akashwani News.
On to sports now. In women's cricket, chasing a target of 129 runs, India was 61 for 1 in 5.2 overs against Sri Lanka in the second T20 game of the five-match series at ACA VDCA Stadium in Vishakhapatnam when reports last came in. Visitors scored 128 runs for the loss of 9 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. Earlier, India won the toss and elected to bowl. The hosts are leading 1-0 in the series. Indian team led by captain Harmanpreet Kaur had defeated Sri Lanka by 8 wickets in the opening T20 match in Vishakhapatnam on Sunday. Several flights and trains experienced disruptions due to dense fog conditions in Delhi NCR today. Talking to Akashvani News, an official from Delhi Airport said that around 10 flights were cancelled due to low visibility at the Indira Gandhi International Airport. India Meteorological Department has forecast cold wave conditions over Bihar tomorrow. Dense to very dense fog has been predicted over Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Punjab, UP for the day. Dense fog conditions will also prevail over Himachal Pradesh, Jammu Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Muzaffarabad, Jharkhand and Madhya Pradesh. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Election Commission publishes draft electoral rolls for Chhattisgarh, Madhya Pradesh, Kerala and Andaman and Nicobar following special intensive revision exercise. Two new bills to prevent sale of fake seeds and fertilizers to be introduced in next session of Parliament, says Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan. President Draupadi Murmu confers Rashtriya Vigyan Puraskar at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi. Eminent scientist Jayant Vishnu Narlikar honored with Vigyan Ratna posthumously. 22 Maoists, including 10 women, surrender in Malkangari district of Odisha. Renowned writer and Gyanpeeth awardee Vinod Kumar Shukla passes away in Raipur. And in women's cricket, Sri Lanka set a target of 129 runs for India in second T20 match in Vishakhapatnam. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. That's all in the news at 9. Good night.